I have a question here regarding forgiveness.
Yes.
Like, you know, like, let's say you have somebody that at your job that gets under your skin.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you, like, I'm trying to find out how does a real Christian should deal with it. I know that you have to forgive them of their sin, and then I'm trying to forgive, but, like, let's say that the person doesn't see that. Like,
they don't see that you're trying to forgive and be kind?
And be kind, and they keep doing the same thing. Like, and I keep on forgiving. And I'm wondering, like, okay, let's see that the relationship becomes that, okay, I'm not going to try to...
You're wanting the relationship to get better, but they're not appreciating your effort to forgive them.
They're not appreciating the effort, but if I, like, I'm wondering, should I keep on talking, or can I just forgive them in my heart, but just keep it silent?
Well, if...
Keep it silent in the office so that I don't have to get there anymore, you know?
Let me share with you what I think about this. You should forgive no matter how they respond. And keep in mind that while we were yet sinners, Christ Jesus provided forgiveness for us. Jesus didn't wait until we were receptive or responsive. Jesus says, love your enemies. And then when Christ died on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them for the people who are still driving the nails. And so your choice to forgive them is based on the knowledge, Ralph, that whoever is being cruel or unkind or unchristian, they've got a disease called sin, and they're acting the way they're expected to act, selfishly.
Right.
Hopefully, you will overcome evil with good. Paul says you're casting coals of fire on their head when you're doing kindness for them that are unkind to you. Now, if they want him to be confrontational and argue with you, be as nice as you can be, but I would avoid them. If every time you get together with them, it just causes an argument. But that's sometimes the best you can do.